Today's gospel tells us of Jesus' transfiguration, where his face shone like the sun, and Moses and Elijah appeared and spoke with Jesus. Moses and Elijah have their most intimate experiences with God on a mountaintop. Moses, when he received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, and Elijah, when he found God, not in the wind, not in the earthquake, but in a still, small voice on Mount Horeb. Now at the Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah were with Jesus on a mountaintop. And at the Transfiguration, a luminous cloud was overshadowed Jesus, Peter, James, and John. And this cloud represented God, clearly. In addition to signaling that Jesus was the Messiah, the Transfiguration was a source of strength to the apostles when Jesus went to the cross. The apostles will remember the glory of God when Jesus went to that cross. Jesus' Transfiguration, where his divinity shone through, would uplift the apostles' spirits. Remember, these same apostles would see Jesus in his agony and death in the not-too-distant future. But they would remember Jesus' transfiguration and realize the cross was not all humility and shame, but also glory. And the transfiguration anticipated the Lord's resurrection. In this life, we are scaling our own personal mountains. On this, our faith journey, at times, we fail to move upward. Our sinful behavior can overwhelm us. We take our eyes away from God. We slide downward into shame and discouragement. And sometimes we forget we are made in God's image, destined to be with God for all eternity. At times, we shun the cross, taking the easier route that leads us away from Almighty God. In the ordinariness of life, we lose our flavor. Our salt becomes stale. Our light doesn't shine brightly. We beat ourselves up. And we long for those mountaintop experiences that seem so far removed from our very existence. Our crosses seem too much to bear. I remember feeling adrift spiritually when my brother died in a car accident. He was only 19 years old. He was second, I was the firstborn. My best man at Sherry and mine's wedding. My cross felt extremely heavy. Yet, God was there, giving me the grace to move forward further up the mountain of faith towards Him. Mark's death brought a close family closer together. We all have our crosses to bear. Our Savior asks us to follow in His blood-stained footsteps. And I'm convinced, absolutely convinced, our Lord, who knows us so very well, knows exactly the crosses we need to bear that leads us to eternal life. Whether our crosses lead to physical, emotional, or spiritual challenges, we can be certain that if we carry our crosses with faith and trust in Almighty God, and we are doing His will, we will be walking the path to salvation. We'll be advancing up our mountain to eternal life, eternal glory. There's a story told of a person who complained to God. His cross was just too heavy. The person wondered, "Is God even in my life?" And one day the Lord appeared to the man and said, "I understand you're unhappy with your cross. Why don't you meet me at the cross warehouse tomorrow at noon? I'll let you walk through. You can select any cross that you choose." Noon the next day, the Lord met the man. The man spent an hour walking through the warehouse, looking at different crosses, shapes and sizes, roughly hewn, some smooth. And after this hour, he stopped and said to Jesus, "I found the cross I want." The Lord said, "Are you sure?" He says, "I'm positive." The Lord said, "Good, that's the cross you came in with." You see, our Lord knows us. He knows we're unique. He knows the cross is best suited for us. He knows what cross we need for our salvation. We must trust Him. Rather than shunning our cross, we must embrace it. For through our trials is our salvation, if we have faith, trust, and love for God and our neighbor. The cross then carried in faith, trust, and love energizes us to move forward up the mountain toward the Lord. We must move away from sin and move toward God with our eyes on our destination, heaven. What awaits us is eternal glory in heaven where every tear will be wiped away. What awaits us cannot even be imagined. It's so magnificent. We must never also forget that the Lord Jesus suffered. He suffered for us, sinless. He took our sins, opened the gates of heaven. Jesus experienced hatred, rejection, denial, loneliness. He knows what we're going through because He experienced it. It gives us comfort as we experience that same rejection and denial and loneliness in our lives. We can be sure of this. He's with us in our trials and our triumphs. We're never alone. With the proper mindset of faith, we'll carry our crosses, send from our loving God, and we'll grow in love. We'll grow in mercy. Through prayer, steadfastness, especially the sacraments, and especially the Eucharist among those sacraments, we'll climb our mountain with joy and serenity, even in the midst of pain and suffering. How is this possible? Without God and our participation in divine life, it is impossible. But all things are possible with Almighty God. The truth is, we see things differently when we recognize God's love for us. When we carry our cross, we need to cling to God's love. We need to know that our suffering is redemptive. We need to know that God is with us in our ordinary humdrum days. We also need to realize that we have our own transfiguration moments when the joy of our life with God shines through. When we can make a difference with those transfiguration moments, when we realize someone else's worth as a child of God, and we tell that person we care for them. We tell them they're precious. They'll feel loved. The person may shine with an inner warmth where self-confidence can grow and self-worth can flourish. This is a mountaintop experience for both the one who encourages and the one who is encouraged. Our life in God, yes, promises pain and suffering as we carry our crosses. There's no doubt about that. But trusting in the Lord Jesus, we know this is for our good and leads to our salvation. We also know that in the midst of our suffering, we are at peace, because we are accepting Almighty God's will and the cross He chose for us. We also know that Jesus' radiance at His transfiguration is a beacon of hope that a better life is coming, a life that lasts forever in eternal joy. So let us carry our crosses with faith, hope, and love, not fear. Let us climb our mountain, coming closer to God each day. And one day, we'll be with our God forever in the joy and blessedness of His unconditional love. Amen.